I just run a screenplay that, you know, everybody else in the league runs, and I found myself behind the ball carrier, and basically, so I'm in a blind spot where he doesn't see me. So that's an opportunity where you can punch at the ball, and you know, when a guy sees you coming, usually they tighten up and they'll protect the football, but if they don't feel you there, usually that ball's a little loose, and I just punch at his elbow, and the ball's on the ground. Then you got other guys that are around the football because they're trying to make the tackle, and D'Amico does a good job of jumping on it, protecting the ball under the pile, and coming up with it.
We heard that you guys as a defense set a goal of 3 turnovers or takeaways a game. Coming into the season, how big of a goal was that for you guys to focus on?
That's probably the number one thing we wanted to do is take the ball away at an alarming rate. And 3 is really a high bar. We talk about per game, but obviously it's something that we feel like we can accomplish, and especially with as much emphasis as we put on it throughout the week and during training and during training camp and offseason, we feel like if we can accomplish that as a defense, we give our team a really good chance of winning the game.
Get to the point that maybe both of them are able to play, what can that add to this defense?
I mean, whenever you get players of their caliber back, it just makes you better. But we also had guys step in and play huge for us, Jordan Hicks being the main one. Najee Good came in and played well for us, and especially with D'Amico, I don't know what his status is, but having a tweak of his hamstring or whatever it is, to get those guys kind of back into the mix is obviously good for us.
What do you see from your perspective on why that's been?
I think we take it personal. I know I do as a safety. We are usually the ones in coverage against tight ends. You don't want that guy to have a great day. And so we do a good job of our technique and matching up well. We got linebackers that cover well when we want to use them on the matchup. And I just think we match up well. When we want to get in man-to-man and play one-on-one, I think we do a good job at it. And usually when you talk about tight ends, it's your safeties and your linebackers. And we have athletic linebackers that really don't get mismatched at all. And our safeties obviously do a good job covering as well.
What have you seen from him on tape? And is he any different than any tight ends you face this year?
He's definitely different. He's one of the better tight ends in this league. And obviously he's getting a lot more targets. He's probably their best receiver on their team, and he's when they want to get some things going, he's who they go to. And you saw last game in Seattle where, you know, him and Cam Newton pretty much took that game over. You look forward to those kind of matchups. He's been one of the top tight ends in this game for a long time. He's savvy, he can run routes, he catches well. He's definitely somebody we got to look out for.
Why has he been able to build a rapport with?
I think we both want to be great, and he's a smart player. He's a veteran. He's played football in this league. He looks to me for some of, because this is his first year playing safety, so just some of the things that I know and can teach him, he learns from me, and then there's things that he just naturally does that I try to pull from him, and then we're constantly competing against each other to see who can pretty much make the same play, the most plays, and I think that just makes us better, and it's just fun playing. Next time.
Why has it been so difficult for teams to defend Cam Newton? Has he just kicked it into another gear? Is it the size? What is it? I mean, he's on a run.
I thought Seattle did a really good job of defending him until the last 2 drives of the game. You know, he really didn't do much the whole game. And then all of a sudden, the last 2 drives, if you turn it on, he's a totally different quarterback. He made probably about 9 throws that were, really good and showed the ability that he has. And I think he's obviously a quarterback that can run, but he's doing that less and less, and he's got a big arm, but now he's doing a good job of delivering the ball. The biggest thing, he's taking care of the football. He's not turning the ball over, so he's not putting his team in harm's way by trying to push to get a play. He's just taking what's there, and obviously when the game's on the line, he does a good job of making plays on his own.
For you guys in secondary, how important is it, or how difficult is it to stop him when he extends plays and gives his guys extra time to get open?
And if you can put my grandmother out there and have her run a route, if she got 6 seconds, she might catch it. So it's really hard to cover somebody for that long. And so if he can extend the play, that's where big plays happen. And regardless of who's the quarterback, but especially him, you know, if you give him that long to find an open guy, and then with the speed that they have on the outside, that'd be dangerous for us. So we definitely got to keep him in the pocket. We got to make him get rid of the ball. And if he does hold it, we got to get him down.
In terms of Walt's versatility, how does he match up with some of the other safeties he's compared with over his career?
As far as his versatility, he's the only safety I've been matched up with that's played corner. He is a corner now. He's playing safety, and so he's probably the most versatile player I've played next to. Obviously, similar to my storyline, being a corner and moving to safety. And I think from that standpoint, we both kind of see the position from similar viewpoints. But he's definitely probably the most versatile I've played with.
Now, Coach Davis talked about how mature he thinks Jordan Hicks is. Do you see any similarities with him and D'Amico?
Yeah, we call D'Amico Mufasa and Jordan Simba. You know, because it's actually pretty amazing for him to be a rookie and to have the understanding of the defense, what everybody's doing, to have the respect and command of the huddle. You know, that's something that usually takes a while to develop, especially with young guys. But you know, he has it. And when D'Amico went out the other night, you know, I just told Jordan, "It's your show. You know, run it." And he's very, very comfortable with that role and has been doing a great job for us.
Outside.
He allows us to get to the matchups that we want, and I think that's kind of the storyline of our entire secondary, is that you got guys that are all versatile, that can play different positions, and so we can match up, you know, with who we want. We play the Saints, we wanted to put me on Spiller, and that means that EJ has to play the nickel. Last week, they wanted me in the slot, and so that means that EJ's playing the dime. You know, we can just move guys in around to get the matchups that we want to put us in the best position. And, you know, it gives you an advantage as a defense when you don't have to, you know, worry about one guy only knowing one position and then you're stuck with packages that you don't like.
Malcolm, you guys have cam 9 times last year. Is there much you can take from that tape or, you know, I know offensive line's different. Mm-hmm. What can you take from that game?
I mean, you can look at what worked, but there, like you said, there's a different offensive line. I'm sure they're not going to come with the same exact game plan. But I think what you do look at is that game got out of hand really early, and so they really had to abandon all the run game that we had to prepare for, and it became a pass-only game. And with our defense, if it becomes a pass-only game, you know, that's when we can pin our ears back, and that's when I think some of those plays will come, when they have to stretch the field, he has to hold on to the ball a little longer, and we allow our front to just pin their ears back. And so, but first things first, we gotta take care of this run. You know, if our offense doesn't jump up big, then it'll be, you know, 3 yards in the cloud of dust type of game, and then obviously they'll take their shots down the field. But I think we gotta get ready for this run game. So that film, you just look at it, you know, that's the best case scenario. You know, our offense puts up a bunch of points early in the game, and they just have to throw out their playbook and pass all day.
Coach,